My name is Liliana Rodriguez, LiliannaRodriguez. I am recording an interview with
Mireya Marroquin, Mireya Marroquin.
The date is September 24th. 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the home of our mother in Brownsville, Texas, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Fest. Okay, so we're going to begin with the interview. What do tamales mean to you?
Tamales is our Mexican tradition, and we usually eat them during Christmas holidays, during Thanksgiving holidays, and it's part of our culture.
What special memories do you have of tamales?
I remember the first time my mom learned how to make it was when I was 13 years old, when I was running for Queen of our church, and a lady helped my mom learn how to make tamales, and that's when she started making tamales. Ever since, she still makes them up as of now.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them, and can you share some of those traditions?
Well, my mother makes tamales almost every week since she started making them. She was making them for when I was running for queen. And after that, people started asking for more tamales, so she started selling them. And now she makes them every week and she sells them.
Is there a particular person then that you would say you associate with tamales?
Yes, the lady that showed my mother how to make it, La Señora Gomez.
But do you, whenever you think of tamales, who do you think of? Who's the first person that comes to your mind?
Well, my mother.
When do you eat tamales? Is it only during Christmas and holidays like you said at the beginning?
No, if I come to my mom's house, when she is baking them to sell, I usually eat one or two.
So that was my next question. Well, actually, how do you eat the tamales?
Just with a fork and salsa.
There's nothing that complements it?
No, I like to eat them by themselves.
Do you like to eat them hot? Like, people have different preferences.
Especially when they come out of the pan.
How do you and your family prepare tamales?
Well, if I'm here when she's going to make them and I'm off from work, I try to come and help my mom make them.
How do you prepare them or where?
Oh, she prepares them, and all I do is I help her spread the masa on the hoja.
So the next question is, who prepares them? So your mom usually prepares them.
My mom or my dad.
What ingredients do you all use, and where do you get these ingredients?
The ingredients, you can find them in Walmart and H-E-B, Lopez. The masa, we buy them at a tortilla factory. And all the other ingredients, hojas, we can get them at H-E-B. Other ingredients uses salt, chile rojo, cominos, manteca.
Okay, and what tools do you use?
We use a big pot to cook either the meat, the beans, to cook the chicken, and what other way?
What other tools do you use to make them?
And then I use some type of spatula to spread the masa on that hoja.
Did you always use that spatula?
No, actually, I just started using that maybe about half a year.
So how did you use to do them?
I used to make them with a spoon, and I'm very fast at it.
Was it like a particular type of spoon?
It's a regular spoon, but I had my favorite.
Do you still have it?
Yes, it's still there in the drawer.
If you purchase tamales, do you purchase tamales?
Yes, I do, because I take to my work and I buy some from my mom.
Oh, okay. So you don't purchase them like at stores or from other places?
Sometimes I do. When I go to McAllen, I usually get a dozen or two from Delia's. Oh. But I can only eat Delia's once a year, and I can eat my mom's every day.
Why?
Because the flavor, they're very flavorful, and they're delicious.
Delia's?
No, my mother's. Delia's I can only eat once a year.
How do you serve the tamales?
It is usually served with smashed beans, rice, lettuce, and tomato.
Okay. What are your favorite kinds of tamales and why?
My favorite is pork or chicken. I don't like beans, even though they taste good, but I just don't like the texture. And there's also cheese with rajas. It's jalapeno is used, and I don't really like jalapeno.
What is the most unusual tamal filling that you have ever seen or heard of?
My mom saw it in YouTube, and I told her to make them, and it's chicharrón en salsa verde. And it's the filling that is used inside the tamal. And it came out pretty good, but she only makes it for the family.
Okay, thank you very much. This concludes the interview.